I think a lot of the misconceptions are that people think that an autistic person is going to bang their head off the wall or get really angry all the time or what have you. And that actually is not the case at all. And girls present very differently to boys. We have a lot of girls who are affected by autism who aren't picked up at all because they mask their behaviours and they mask their anxieties very well in schools. And it's only when they get a diagnosis and you think, well, yeah, I think I saw that before, you know. So that's a huge thing. People stereotype, as we all do, people stereotype.
So how best can we approach someone or deal with someone who has autism? What sort of advice can you give us there?
My biggest things really are a lot of people with autism, not all, don't like eye contact. So either stand alongside them, don't look them directly in the eye. That will help for them to be able to answer a question. If you want information for somebody from autism, you're better to say, I'm going to come back and ask you, do you want tea or coffee in a minute? I'll just go and do this. And you walk away. That gives them thinking time for whatever it is you're going to ask. And then you go back and say, yeah, Christy, do you want tea or coffee? And then they will be able to answer you better. And writing things down. Many times I have trained with the police service, and one of the things that we suggested there was if they've got somebody who's autistic, ask them a question but let them write the answer down, because sometimes it doesn't come out of their mouth. They know the answer, but it's easier to write it down.
Because I think part of the difficulty is that autism presents itself in so many different ways, doesn't it? So sometimes it might be difficult for someone who's not experienced it directly to actually understand that that's what it is.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we as a nation want to fix things. So, you know, if you see somebody who has got a child, say, who's having a meltdown or what have you, a tantrum, which is what other people call it, if it's somebody who's on the autistic spectrum, it's not a tantrum, it's a meltdown. And to try to fix it, you go in and you talk, it'll be all right, lovey, it'll be fine, and all of that. And all that does is send them further into meltdown because they're trying to work out what it is you're saying. So the best thing that you can do is stand away, let them know that you're there, and don't speak. And that's the hardest job in the world for somebody like me who talks all the time.